Proclamation number 0829 of 26th of March, 1939. Coming event. Transformation of earthly life. And those who work in silence are blessed before the Lord. Of whom you can be certain that he will approach you in every form, that he will come to you at all times and help you carry what is troubling you. And whoever carries him in his heart will also feel him and completely surrender to his strength. Let the heart speak, your hour has not yet come, for everything wants its time, and deep faith wants to be won. He who has loved you since eternity also directs your steps towards unification and wants to shape you into his image. He wants your stay on earth to be a blessing for you, and therefore life is to bring you obstacles which require your full strength to overcome. All wisdom from above would be useless without your active will of self-liberation. And it is very important that your will does not slacken, for not one day has been given to you in vain, every day is to be used for the soul. If the human being lacks the impetus, if his will is weakened and he does not pay attention to the dangers which result from spiritual sluggishness, he will slacken and not complete the path to ascent. Thus the day with its resistances must stimulate the human being to be restlessly active, and he must not fear them but face them with full faith and trust in the help from above. Then his spirit will grow stronger and no day will have been lived in vain. And you must succeed in banishing all anxious, doubting and oppressive thoughts from your heart and look up to the Lord of heaven and earth in all spiritual freedom. And now your spiritual friends give you a message concerning the forthcoming event which will cause you terror and excitement in the very near future. The time has undoubtedly come which requires intervention from above, and it is of utmost importance that you learn what influx of spiritual strength will be passed on to people in order to prepare them for this event. For one thing is particularly necessary today, that the human being recognizes the direct influence of higher power in everything that happens. After all, it is only a matter of the spiritual maturing of people living on earth, and for this purpose the earthly course of events must fit in such that the development of the spirit can be taken into account. When the world becomes suspicious of events which undoubtedly come from other than the human side, when a complete transformation of earthly life is to follow as a result, when a time begins which can be called a completely new one, then the spiritual attitude also has to undergo a change, for the human being has enough reason to think about the most diverse problems. And this is the ultimate purpose of all events, that they stimulate the human being to let his spirit become active, for only now can the work of the spiritual beings begin once the human being has made contact with them through willingly giving in and inserting his thoughts in the direction of thought taken by his spiritual friends. This time will be so exciting and burden all minds. Yet anyone who is able to look with spiritual eyes will also understand the purpose and meaning of all events, for nothing happens without God's will. Amen.